Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yesterday, during the show, I got a text from a good friend of mine, Adam, who's a huge Knicks fan, and he gave me an idea for the Knicks head coach, and he goes, what about Steve Kerr? That Golden State Warriors run is almost over. And I was like, you know, I might bring that up. I said, I might bring it up. I have the text from yesterday morning. And I'm like, ah. So I look into it, and I looked at his contract situation. And he has one more year left on it. It's the 25-26 season, which coincides with Steph Curry's contract. So you would think if there was going to be a breakup or a retirement or something like that, they'd just do the one more year together. So I thought to myself, I was like, I can't see Steve Kerr thinking, hey, I'm at least going to be working with Steph until the end of the 26 season, then all of a sudden bailing on that to go and coach the Knicks. So I didn't bring it up because I was like, ah, I don't think that's a realistic possibility. Then I see our good buddy Evan in the afternoon. Tiki was off, so it was Evan, Sean, and Loogie. And they were talking about it, and Evan goes, he did this whole thing about trading for a Western Conference coach and who it could be, and then brings up Steve Kerr's name. And there is no doubt that I believe the fan base would be excited about that. Maybe it is interesting to him with the Warriors coming back to Earth and the run being over now for a couple of years. But I still, with the success that they had and core guys still there, mainly Steph Curry, I can't see Steve Kerr pulling the ripcord on that and coming to New York. However, and the reports have said it, that Jason Kidd is someone who I think would want to come here. So your thoughts on those two, Boone?
Yeah, when I think of Steve Kerr, I think of Phil Jackson with Michael Jordan. That's what I think. And then I think Phil Jackson with Shaq and Kobe. You know, when you got the best player in a league or the best groups of players in a league, that's when you win championships because players ultimately are the ones that win. And the coach has got to just keep everybody in line and kind of manage all the egos and have their structure in place. I haven't watched Steve Kerr enough as a coach to know that, he coming here could handle this. I'm sure he could. I mean, but, you know, he's beloved out there in San Francisco. He's done nothing other than win with the best players.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said, though, about getting that group over the hump, both with Phil Jackson and Steve Kerr. Now,
yeah, but I mean, come on, man. You look at the players that they had.
I mean,
I would say that I wanted, like, the thing that I loved about Tom Thibodeau here is that he got the most out of guys that weren't at the top of the league when it came to talent and, you know, expectations. You know, that he got the team back into the playoffs by playing a gritty brand of basketball, especially before everybody got hurt last year.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And you remember when, like, Steve Kerr had back surgery and then Luke Walton came in and they won, like, you know, 100 games in a row, whatever it was. I understand the talent thing. But I don't think you could completely dismiss it because, you know, Phil Jackson did it in two different places. You know, the Bulls weren't winning championships until Phil Jackson got there. The Lakers weren't winning championships until Phil Jackson got there. Mark Jackson got the Warriors deep, but then Steve Kerr came in and got him over the top. So, yes, there's no doubt that it's easier with the great talent. But I do think that sometimes that coach could be the final 10% or 5% that puts a group over the top. So, I mean, and he's someone, he's got a hell of a lot of experience, right?
I don't know. I mean, you know, if your players can't be taught defense on pick and roll and they won't react to what you want them to do, somebody like Steve Kerr going to come in and really push the defensive button, because that's been the bugaboo for this particular Knick team right here, simply because you have two highly skilled offensive players that tend to be 85% offense and 15% defense. So, I think that's a pipe dream. I could see it. Jason Kidd, that's another story. I think Jason Kidd and his relationship with Jalen Brunson is something that is positive. They both are point guards. They both see the game probably the same way. I would imagine that would be a good fit. But if you're Jason Kidd, why are you leaving Dallas now?
Because the number one overall pick. I could understand if they didn't get the number one overall pick, but and there's just so much turmoil there,
right,
with the
and
fan
there's
base.
There's a lot of controversy around that.
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, maybe because, I don't know. I can't come up with a great reason.
I would think Dallas is a great place to live.
Yeah.
They got a great fan base. Obviously, you saw their fan base reacting to the trade of Luka. Now you saw the fan base react to the luck of winning the NBA lottery. I don't know, unless he wants to come back to New York. You know, Jason played for both the Knicks and the Nets, coached the Nets, was one of the Nets' best players in their history. I would see that more than I would see Steve Kerr.
So Tim McMahon of ESPN said that Jason Kidd's ears would perk up if the Knicks pursued him.
Well, there you go, because maybe he would want to come back to New York.
Yeah.
You know, again, but I would just also caution any coach coming here that this is like a weird situation. It's a really strange group of people that, you know, that are kind of running this thing now. And they went right back to being even stranger than they were before with this firing. So I would also be very, very careful if I were one of those coaches. The other thing those coaches could do is they could actually use the Knicks as leverage right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, That has happened so many times with free agents around here, whether it be with the Mets or the Yankees or whatever. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You can get a fresh new contract out of a team.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, he's still under contract, kid, and Kurt's still under contract.
They could actually go to their teams and say, hey, you know, their agent's probably working the phone lines right now going, hey, look, Jason really likes it here in Dallas. He'd really like to stay and help build Cooper Flag and rebuild this franchise. But, you know, the Knicks, you know, would like to have him. You know, could you imagine the Knicks raiding Dallas again? I mean, they went down there and Dallas got all ticked off with them going after Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, but this would be, but that was a free agent situation. This would have to be, you'd have to have Dallas agree to trade Jason Kidd. So
let Jason Kidd go and do what he wants to do.
They wouldn't let him out of the contract.
Supposedly he and that GM are like in sync with each other, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem likely, but it definitely feels like that would be a good fit for them. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I just have no idea who's going to end up here coaching the team. I have no clue. I really don't. I mean, is there a favorite? There's no favorite.
Well, I mean, and again, it goes back to what I was saying about them basically putting everything on lockdown over there and probably scaring the living daylights out of anybody who's working in that building. Not to say one word. And, you know, it comes back to Jim Dolan. Jim Dolan's the guy that's going to have to, you know, make this the ultimate decision. And quite frankly, I know that everybody was throwing Jeff Van Gundy's name out there and how much the fans would love that. I don't personally think Jim Dolan cares for Jeff Van Gundy, to be honest with you.
Really?
He walked out on him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time ago.
I don't care. I'm just telling you, I don't think that there's a lot of love there. You know, it's interesting because the Rangers are bringing back one of their former head coaches as an assistant coach on Mike Sullivan's staff, David Quinn.
Yeah.
And David Quinn was here, you know, trying to develop all those young players and everything. Then he got fired. And, you know, now he's back as an assistant coach as the Boston Mafia is being reunited to coach the Rangers this coming season. But I just don't see Jeff Van Gundy even on the radar of James Dolan. I just do not see that.
What do you make of this report out there that several Knicks players are frustrated with the presence of Rick Brunson?
Not surprised at
all.
On
the coaching staff.
Yeah, but who are the players? I mean, I'm assuming that Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges probably like Rick because they've been around Rick for a long time. But Rick is also a guy, because of his relationship with his son, that can be a little harder on the players.
Sure.
I mean, he's called out his own son. You could see it on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, and also he's been around these guys for a very long time too, the Villanova guys, so I'm sure he feels comfortable with them as well. But it says in the report here by Sam Amico, who's been covering the NBA for a while, he said what the issue is exactly has not been determined through sources. Those sources suggested that Rick had too big of a say in things, which of course is bolstered by the Dante DiVincenzo, this is what happens when they let you make the decisions thing on the foul line.
If he was talking to Rick Brunson.
He definitely was.
Could have been talking to Tom Thibodeau, because he also said, I can't finish. I can't finish.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was Rick Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo that were face-to-face and nose-to-nose after that game. So that's why I think he was yelling
at him. But also, Rick Brunson could have, went to defend Tom Thibodeau after that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know. I mean, like, that's the interpersonal relationships are what fascinates everybody, regardless of whether it's sports or just your everyday office politics. You know, everybody's going to work today and there's probably somebody has a boss they don't like or a coworker they don't care for, they don't want to work with them. And that's why everybody is like so involved in this, because we all want to know where was the disconnect between a coach who brought back stability, defense, and professionalism, a guy who never took a technical foul, by the way, ever. Because that's how much he respected the officials. And some people get annoyed at that he wasn't screaming at the officials. And then when you ask the officials around the league, who's the one coach that they appreciate the most, they'll all tell you Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. And also Ian Begley of SNY yesterday said that Knicks president Leon Rose made the decision after meeting with his top players. After meeting with the top players. Not just talking to Jalen Brunson, but meeting with top players.
Right, and I'm telling you also that Jim Dolan sat in on all of those player interviews.
Yeah, he was there, yeah. It was in that report, too. But, I mean,
So the top players are Brunson, Cat, Bridges, Hart,
Ananobi.
And Ananobi. Those are the five guys. Nobody else on that team. Because Deuce McBride and Mitchell Robinson were developed under my under Tom Thibodeau. They kept them. He played those guys. So only one of those five guys or two of those five guys or three of those five guys or all five guys said something that really got to Jim Dolan, and Jim Dolan fired him.
Could Jalen Brunson have put on an act there at the end of game six and the whole, you're asking me this now about Tibbs? And
could have.
I mean, and he went in there and said, dude's got to go.
Well, unless somebody within the Knicks comes out and says something to quell the speculation, because that's what's been going on for the last 5 days.
Yeah. It's going to be a hell of a lot more of it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.